have heard raised by states, and the Indigenous co-facilitator, Mr. Damai, will provide a summary from Indigenous peoples. First and foremost, all states in these discussions have expressed support for enhancing the participation of Indigenous peoples in the work of the Human Rights Council. Many states recognise the critical importance of listening to Indigenous peoples in the room to ensure the enhanced participation process is Indigenous-led and grounded in the principle of self-determination. Participation must build on and give practical effect to the outcome document of the 2014 World Conference of Indigenous Peoples and the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. Many states recognise that Indigenous peoples are best placed to recognise those who should represent them in council meetings. Accreditation should be based on principles of self-determination and self-identification. The need for transparency and credibility and equitable representation from the seven socio-cultural regions was emphasised by many. Accreditation should be Indigenous-led and flexible to account for the diversity of forms of Indigenous peoples. Accreditation criteria may not be met in every case and should come from the procedures and processes of Indigenous peoples. Some states express support for the creation of a new independent accreditation mechanism supported by the OHCHR, and others said we should use existing mechanisms for participation. Some said, as a starting point, we could consider expanding existing bodies such as the MRIP to function as the accreditation mechanism. The accreditation mechanism should include Indigenous peoples from each of the seven socio-cultural regions. It was recognised that whatever form the accreditation mechanism takes, it would need to be fully resourced and be supported by a secretariat. The mechanism of the Subcommittee on Accreditation of the Global Alliance for the National Human Rights Institutions, or the accreditation process of the Facilitative Working Group of the Local Communities and Indigenous Peoples Platform, were considered by some to be suitable models. Some states noted that a mechanism should take decisions by simple majority that are final and not subject to validation by other bodies. The work of an accreditation mechanism should be based on the fundamental principles of self-determination and self-identification and not undermine existing means of participation. The mechanism should also include an appeal procedure and states should have no veto right. Finally, can I say it's been an honour for Australia to have had the opportunity to co-facilitate this historical intersessional meeting of the Human Rights Council with the participation of Indigenous peoples. I extend our great appreciation to the Indigenous co-facilitator, Mr. Benota Moyd Damai, the OHCHR for making this intersessional meeting possible, the esteemed experts who have offered their insights from the podium, and to states and civil society who have constructively engaged over the last few days. A special thank you to the Indigenous peoples in the room. You have made our discussions richer, more informative, and more diverse. You have demonstrated over the last few days that the meaningful participation of Indigenous peoples at this council is not just the right thing to do, but ensures better outcomes for all people. I would also like to thank all state representatives for their constructive engagement. We look forward to continuing these important discussions in the October intersessional on 17 and 18 October, and thank Canada for taking on the role of state co-facilitator. Thank you.
Thank you. Let me share